Several of Petersburg's artists, cooks, and growers are set up in the John Hansen Senior Hall, chatting with a steady trickle of market visitors while folk music and the smell of Thai food and hot tomatoes drifts through the room.
And then I'm going to put my presentation side down. You want to make sure you're here in the sizzle, otherwise your hand's too cold, and like pull it back and start later.
Not far from the counter where people are buying lunch, Chef Elisa Justel is giving a cooking demonstration. Alice Williams says her cooking style is similar to the way she makes the natural teas and beauty products she's selling.
I follow a recipe, but I operate a little bit intuitively at the same time. So especially with like the teas, if I'm putting a blend together and something just doesn't look quite balanced, I'll just like add a little more. If I feel like it needs a little more, I'll try it. The process is something that I really enjoy. And so that was also why I wanted to start like making more stuff and then getting into selling it, because I really, really enjoy the creative process of actually making all of the products and then pairing different things together and finding out what works and doesn't work. So if I wasn't selling any of my stuff, I would have way too much to ever use.
While we talk, William's daughter runs the table, helping a couple of customers to lotion and treats.
Yeah, she's been my helper since I've been selling at the market. She's always helped, and then this year she wanted to participate with her own stuff, so she did baked goods.
What's your full name?
Mayel Juniper Boycher.
So why did you want to make something for the market this year?
I don't really know, because I wanted to help my mom. There's root bar muffins and chocolate cupcakes. On the root bar muffins, I put brown sugar on the top.
At another table nearby, Erin Candle is selling silver jewelry and photographs.
Well, I would say living in this small town definitely cultivates creativity. You need a hobby. You know, have something to do. And that's the beauty of this small town, is that there's a lot of people with a lot of crafty skills. I personally started making jewelry when I went through some life trauma, and it was very therapeutic, melting the metal. And I made some bridesmaids earrings for all my bridesmaids. That was the first how I kind of got into it. Yeah, now it's been 6 years, and I really love it and enjoy having something to do and a little helper in the studio from time to time. This little guy here, Cooper, he's almost 3 years old, but since he was like a year, he's been in the jewelry shop with me. He loves to kind of be in there and help do odds and ends. This is his first year at the market, and he has made some herb sprouts, planted them in the little eggshells from our chickens in our backyard, actually. So we did the whole process together, and he is taking care of them, and now we have nice little sprouts and some mini muffins as well. So.
And Williams and Candle aren't the only ones with assistants. It's kind of the norm. Kathleen Boggs brought her daughter and a friend to sell baked goods alongside her natural face wash and deodorant.
I've been selling at the market for 2 or 3 years now, and she's always come with me. So this year we decided that while she was here, she could have her turn to do a little something as well. They helped make all of the stuff. They helped be a part of deciding what they wanted to sell and how much they wanted to sell it for. So I feel like that's an experience in and of itself to have that responsibility.
Tekla Israelson is a full-time nurse who comes from a family of creative people. Her sister quilts and her mother was an artist.
I couldn't do either one of those things, but once upon a time, a bunch of years ago, I just decided, you know what? I love beads. I think I could make something with them. I think it was when I was traveling and I was in a bead shop, because I was drawn in by some gorgeous beads in the window, and I just started doing it and took a couple classes, and I love it.
These ventures might have gotten more attention this year than last, since local farmers Maria Smets and Bo Versano have scaled back for the season. Normally, they'd fill up the middle of the room with vegetables, and shoppers would rush at one of their only opportunities to get local produce. This year, a bad car accident forced Smets and Versano to take it easy, but they did manage to fill up a table with radishes, greens, and rhubarb, and they're just about sold out.
We definitely have to provide for ourselves out there. Yeah, first and foremost, you know, it was a homestead and a home garden, and that's why we have produce here today, actually, is because we had to eat, so we had to plant a home garden anyway, and we're just selling extras from our home garden production this year. I think we didn't really know what to expect, what we would have this year. It's kind of been day by day since the accident, of figuring out what our bodies could handle, and just tried to have no expectations. And every day, getting a little better. Just takes patience, waiting for your body to do what it needs to do to heal. From what I know, you know, having a thriving farmers market is kind of an uncommon thing in our region. That we've had this great market for almost 10 years now is pretty special and unique, and for a town of 3,000 people to pull together an event with food and flowers and vegetables, art, earrings, body products, it's pretty impressive. You know, a lot of people put a lot of work into it to make a nice stand and have something nice to sell to other people in the community. So we're really fortunate here in Petersburg to have the passion and ambition from all our friends and neighbors to put on an event like this.
Besides hard work, there's something about this town, some combination of community, necessity, and wintertime boredom that if you're not careful, might make a maker out of you. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.